Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
As they go off now, they're just now settling into their strides. It's still quite messy at the start. Jesus looked like they're taking a decent line and looked like they may have even made some distance up on the boat behind them, which is Christ W1. Christ W1 are going to be followed by Downing W1. Behind them, Emma W1, who are on for spoons at the moment. Jesus now coming right past me, and they're looking nice and crisp as they go around first post corner. All those blades going in nicely together. They're taking a beautiful line as they cut round first post corner, and the boat behind them, who are Cross W1, oh, they're now two and a half lengths behind. They're cutting very tight to the corner here, and they're going to have to watch out for Downing, who are going to make some distance on them all the way down this course. It's Emma behind them, who have fallen off. They're about two lengths behind Downing. And Downing and Emma behind them, they're being chased down by Newnham W1. Newnham W1, who are on for Glaze if they can catch up, but they're roughly on station with Emma, who are in front of them. Behind them, it's going to get messy between first and third, and Claire. Claire is getting very close to first and third already, nice and early down the course. You can hear the bank parties coming past me. First and third now, looking to settle into a rhythm that will take them through the course. Rob Turn the Cox, the one in his full blazer and jacket. He's got his crew taking a very tight line. In fact, blade of grass gets flicked there by an oar. Claire now, well, they're within a length of first and third. They're going to really attack them, and they're going to try and take this corner nice and tight. Behind them, it's going to be Queens W1. They've got no chance of taking Claire, but they're going to face a little battle with Pembroke W1. In Brisbane, Australia, you'll be happy to hear that, as behind them, they've got Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards roughly on station. Behind them, Churchill also on station. Behind them, there's a bit of clear water before we're going to get some more boats. So I'm going to throw to Molly and see if she's seen anything coming around first post corner into the gut and then grasses.
Thank you very much, Ryan. So we have got Jesus have sped on past me, leading at the head of the river very nicely. And you might be able to hear the screams as Downing is pacing and reaching quite. Over to Rahul, who's got a bump, I hope, for us, or something exciting.
Well, we've got whistles coming. It's Keys, who are being chased down by Girton. Girton sniffs blood. The bow ball's over the cocks, and that's a concession. Concession on first post corner as the cocks stick their hand up, and they're just going to get out of the way. There's a lot of clear water behind them, and it looks like actually down first post corner, even before first post, there's been two crews pulling in. So apart from that Girton bump up on Keys, that one's going to be involving St. Cat. LMBC have bumped up on Cat as well. Theo, what have you got?
I have news for you. Downing have bumped twice, halfway down, just outside the plough. So that's some very exciting news at the top of W1 there. Jesus have rode past and are now in glorious isolation. But, yeah, that's the news from me. And Newnham are narrowing in on Emma. They're about a quarter of a length off Emma, and closing in hard as we come past the plough. And so I can report back on that in a second. So I'm expecting a bump any second now. And is the Emma Cox going to concede? Hang on. 3 seconds. Yep, and he's just conceded. So Newham have just bumped Emma right outside me.
Somali.
So back to anyone else with any more.
So I am here at Grassy, and what we have got Churchill closing in on Murray Edwards. They've got to concede in a minute. They're well bumped by Murray Edwards being bumped by Churchill there, but they still haven't conceded. So we've had a bit of a blade clash. I think that is going to be a bump. Maybe one that you're going to get a better view of, Theo. Can you see that happening now? Potentially, Theo. It sounds like there's a lot of noise going up down Theo's end. I think there's no doubt about it. Churchill have definitely just bumped Murray Edwards. So well done to Churchill. A lot of screams there. Churchill having bumped Murray Edwards, which is very exciting. So Theo, can you see anything down your end?
Yep, so it's all cleared down with me, but there's been a lot of bumps. So Churchill and Murray Edwards are just pulling over now, having bumped out. Downing and Price, as I said, bumped out. And now Newnham and Emma down right next to me have bumped out. And I'll try and get an interview with one of them in a second.
And
but, back
Will,
to you
can you see, can Will see anything? Will, down on the far end.
Absolutely nothing is happening on the far end.
Nothing.
W1 is just going past me. They've got
roughly 10 lengths until the next crew, which is so far away I can't see. It's first and third. Claire, I can hear lots of whistles. Claire has got almost overlap on first and third, coming into the spinning zone at the downstream end of the reach. I'd imagine
Molly.
They're probably going to get them. So over to Molly.
So I was just going to say, we have got Maudlin, which is the bottom of the division, the boat at the bottom. Obviously, I think just rowing over, they are just coming past me, and ahead of them are Trinity, who are trying to chase Peterhouse, but not making much of a difference. So I think that will probably be a row over for all three of those boats. Rahul, is that finished up the at the start? Is there anything exciting happening? Or? Oh, Sophia, dear, what's happening?
I've got the victorious Newnham Cox here with me. What are you thinking? Well done on the bunk.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, it was really good. Having seen that Downing had kind of caught Christ ahead, we knew that if we kept strong, the line would take us through. So I'm really pleased with how it all went in the end.
And what are you expecting for tomorrow?
If I can get them on.
Tomorrow's going to be really exciting. We just need to try and really attack it now for Blaze. It's a long time since any of us have ever had the chance of doing that. So I think it's going to be... Who is ahead? I'm not actually sure. Is it Christ? Oh, yeah. Well. Okay, no, it will be... Yeah. What? Oh, it's going to be Christ. Okay, it's still kind of confusing. That would be cool. I know the cops, so...
Well.
A bit of personal rivalry.
Amazing, thank you very much. Well, there we go, that's Newnham. Back
to Will. To Molly. So I was just going to say, I can confirm here that Pembroke have bumped Queens. This was the bump that happened around the corner that we couldn't quite see between Rahul and me, but yeah, it looks like Pembroke have had a victorious bump of Queens. So well done to Pembroke. So I think that's the division just about cleared up.
To Rahul.
To Rahul first.
No,
so what can you see on the top? Okay, Will, what's happening down your end?
Okay, Claire and first and third have just rode past me and are currently going under the railway bridge. Claire have had three whistles on first and third for the whole length of the reach. They almost had overlap as they came out of distance, but then first and third have pushed off slightly, and now they've got all the crews that are waiting for the next division showing them on, but Claire taking a poor line around the corner underneath the railway bridge. I'll go and chase it up at the end.
To Rahul.
To Rahul.
To Rahul.
So I'm down here just out of first post corner with the victorious cogs of the Girton crew. How does it feel to have bombed?
Great. I just want to say a big thank you to all my crew for putting the power down, staying chilled, doing exactly what we did in training. Thank you very much, guys.
And if I might ask a quick question, we're always wondering this in the studio, how much foliage is too much foliage?
I think whole forest might be crossing a line, but I think anything less than that, trees are fine. Trees are fine. I mean, I've got half a tree on my head right now, and I think it's wonderful.
Wonderful. Guys, thanks so much. Let's have a quick cheer for Gert. That's all from down here.
Thank you very much, Rahul. So I think, Will, have you got anything for us on first and third and Claire and what's happened down that end? Can you see anything else?
I'm going to get in cycle up to control now and try and find out what went on. But I can see Tit Hall are just rowing past me now. And Morden appear to have wound it down to a paddle because there's about 10 lengths in between them.
Right,
Tit Hall
you.
Have got another about 6 lengths on Peterhouse. So probably not anything that's going to happen up here.
Thank you very much, Will. So I think we can round off that division if we will get the finalised results later. But so far, I think we can say that Jesus W1 rode over, Downing bumped Christ, Newnham bumped Emma. Claire and the first and third, we're going to find out. But at the moment, we didn't see a bump, so I think they both rode over, but there might have been a bump there. Pembroke bumped Queens, Churchill bumped Medwards, Girton bumped Keys, St. Cats, Lady Margaret, Peterhouse, Tit Hall and Maudlin all rode over. But we will get the... Is there a correction? Rahul, tell us our correction.
I believe LMBC bumped Cats.
Oh, did they? Okay, LMBC. Sorry, my bad. LMBC bumped Cats early on. I missed that one. So those are all of the results that we think have happened, but we'll get the confirmed results later. What an exciting division. So back to the studio.
Lent bumps. Cam FM.